Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast to start another day of the week. We're in the midway point of the week, so I hope this all finds you folks real well. Okay, so let's chat about NATO psyops, because just about everything we're getting through the media at the moment is a NATO-derived psyops, and it's stupid. It's really stupid, the stuff we're being told. So let's look at a couple of aspects of that, shall we, to determine the intense level of stupidity that we're being asked to believe. And of course, if you enjoy the work we do, please consider buying me a coffee. A big thank you to those who have done so. It really helps us keep all this output going your way. So that being said, did you see last on the podcast yesterday, I talked about the explosions that affected the Nord Stream 2 pipeline as it was running through the Danish part of the sea as it travels down to essentially the German coast. It's now clear that it wasn't an accident. It was a deliberate act of sabotage. And therefore, this Gazprom, Russian-dominated pipeline, the structure, has been seriously damaged, resulting in the complete loss of all gas to Europe. And who is being blamed for that? Yeah, Russia. Oh, right. Russia is blowing up its own pipeline. Yeah. Don't you see? It's how Putin wants to take on the brave Zelensky and torture the brave European peoples that are fighting against him, David. Can't you see that? No, I can't see that. No, but I'll tell you what I can see. I can see back in February the 7th, 2022, Joe Biden saying that if Russia crossed the Ukraine border, Nord Stream 2 would no longer exist. It's funny how the mainstream media doesn't talk about that, isn't it, David? Wonder where that might be. Oh, I don't know. Then maybe they forgot about that. Okay, so we have an on the record threat to Nord Stream from Biden, and it's not even discussed. Instead, it's Putin. It's Putin was seen in a wetsuit jumping into the North Sea or that part of the world where the pipeline goes, and he personally put the explosives on the pipeline, on the pipe. Yeah, he did. I've heard rumors that he did anyway. I mean, look, this is the sort of absolute crap that we're being sold this morning. It was Marussia that blew up Marussian pipeline to stop any future potential revenues to Marussia. That makes so much sense, doesn't it? And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the elections results in those the Russian-speaking, Russian-orientated parts of Ukraine have come in, and in every case, the people have voted overwhelmingly to join Russia and become part of Russia. And instantly, the media, in the NATO media, as I call them, have instantly gone on this and said, no, these elections were not free and fair. They were rigged. It was Putin yet again. How dare he give people democracy? But they voted. Yeah, but it's not the right kind of democracy. People need to have the right kind of democracy. Oh, like the sort that we saw in America in 2020, that sort of democracy, where a monumental electoral fraud is committed in plain sight, and the media and a lot of the political class look the other way. Is that the right kind of democracy then? So that's the problem we have here. We have those people in the Donbass who, since 2014, have pretty much explicitly wanted not to be part of Zelensky's rule, understandably, given that they've been essentially tortured, if not genocided, since 2014, by the Nazi forces of Ukraine. So the fact that the first thing actually happened in 2014, which again, the media completely ignore this one, and it's really wicked. So Russian is the language that people in Eastern Ukraine and the Donbass speak overwhelmingly. I think there's 3.8 million Russian speaking people in that area. So what the first thing they do when they voted when they had the color revolution in 2014. Yeah, that's right. They voted to ban Russian. in the Russian-speaking area. And then they spent 8 years bombing, shelling, murdering, terrorizing the people in Donbass. And guess what? In 2022, the people in Donbass get a vote and they say, nope, we're out of here. We want to be part of Russia. Can you blame them? Can you blame them? And if, before people come at me and say, yeah, but look at those percentages. I mean, you know, it's not legit. It's not legit. It's as legit as any Western election, if not more so. It's certainly as legit as any Western election. So we're not in a position to comment on this beyond the obvious fact that I think, you know, it's reasonable to say that it would be very surprising if the people of Donbass wanted to be part of a Ukraine which hates them and which has spent a long time now bombing and shelling and killing them. That would be very surprising, but the media don't want to talk about that because the narrative is always the same. Zelensky is good and everything against Zelensky is bad. And that's how you know Zelensky is bad as well, by the way. But this is all a NATO-driven psyops, you know. And of course, you know, this is really quite serious, this with regard to the pipeline, because this is a further energy shock to Europe. And now, and I've been preaching about this, as you folks know, because I've done it almost day in, day out. I can remember sitting here in the middle of summer when it was really, really warm, and I'm saying, autumn's coming, winter's coming, this energy thing is going to be really, really bad. And now we're there. Now we are here. And what's the first thing that happens as we enter the cold weather? Yeah, the pipeline is exploded by whoever. Now, let's be clear. No one's going to claim responsibility for this one. It's just too dangerous. No one's going to do that. But all I'm saying is that back in February, Joe Biden said that Nord Stream would be vanished. He said that. So maybe someone should ask to him, Joe, what did you mean by that when you said that in February? And can you explain how that relates to what we've just seen? Someone should ask him that. Nobody will ask him that, but I'll ask him. I'm asking the question out loud, which I'm sure you've got on your mind as well. What did Biden mean when he said that if Russia crossed Ukrainian borders, then that would be the end of Nord Stream 2? What did he mean? And now we have pretty much seen the end of Nord Stream 2. In the past 24 hours, with a gigantic gas leak, by the way, into the seas around it. And I have no idea how they're going to sort that one out. But, you know, hey, I'm no expert in these things. All I know is that somebody just raised the stakes dramatically. And I think at the same time as the people of Donbass vote to leave Ukraine, I think we can be pretty clear which way we need to look to find the culprits. Thank you so much for listening.